Didier learns to fish. Like every year, Didier's entire family spends their holiday at his grandparents' house. They live in the country, in a big house near a river. It takes many hours to get to their place. It took so long that Didier fell asleep in the car. When they arrived at his grandparents' house, Didier threw himself in his grandmother's arms. It had been months since he last saw her. "My, how you've grown," his grandmother remarked. "Yes, grandmother," responded Didier. "It's because I eat all my vegetables." They spent a good 30 minutes emptying the trunk of the car and moving into the rooms where they were going to stay. Didier brought some clothes, but also some toys and books. That night, Didier went to sleep just after dinner because he was very tired. But the next day, he was anxious to make the most of his first day of vacation. He started with an excellent breakfast that awaited him. He ate his sandwiches with jam that his grandmother made with great haste.
"What would you like to do today, Didier?" asked his grandfather.
"I don't know yet, Granddad," responded Didier. "Maybe I will play with my new remote control car."
"What if instead we went fishing?"
Didier did not really want to go fishing, but it had been a long time since he had last spent some quality time with his grandfather. He told himself he could play with his remote control car another time. "Okay, Granddad, we will go fishing," said Didier.
"We will go immediately after breakfast."
Like they had discussed, Didier and his grandfather left the house just after breakfast. Didier did his part by holding the pail where they would put the fish they caught. The sun was not yet at its peak, but you could tell it was going to be a beautiful day. They arrived quickly at the river. They began putting all of their belongings down on the bank. Didier thought they were going to start fishing immediately, but instead his grandfather told him,
"Before starting to fish, it is necessary to first find some worms."
"Some worms?" asked Didier.
"Yes, earthworms," responded his grandfather.
Didier did not feel up to getting dirty. His grandfather explained how to find the worms. At first, Didier found it to be weird, but quickly he began to amuse himself by plunging his hands into the soil. After a few minutes, his grandfather told him they had enough worms to start fishing. His grandfather showed him how to put a worm on a fishing hook. Didier took a bit of time before he successfully put his worm on. The grandfather and his grandson sat down on the edge of the riverbank. Didier tried to throw his line out, but it became tangled. His grandfather was very patient and took the time to untangle the line. He then showed him how to cast the line without tangling it. Didier gave it a second try. This time, he was successful, and he was very proud of himself. The sun was now at its peak intensity. Didier and his grandfather sat down in the shade of a large oak tree. There was a light breeze, and the air was fresh. The birds sang in the trees that surrounded them. Didier also heard some crickets that were hiding in the grass. A little before noon, Didier felt something tug on his line.
"Grandfather, there's something on the end of my line," said Didier.
"Wait, I'm coming to help you,"
responded his grandfather. His grandfather put down a fish pail and approached Didier.
"Now you must reel in the fish," he told him.
Didier became more and more excited. The fish on the end of his line pulled hard. The little boy told himself that the fish must be big.
"Lightly and without stopping, you will turn the reel to roll up the line," his grandfather instructed.
In following the instructions of his grandfather, Didier used the reel to bring in the line. From time to time, his grandfather helped him hold the rod because the fish was putting up a fight. However, after a moment, they saw the fish hop out of the water while twisting. Didier was right. The fish was big. With the help of his grandfather, Didier unhooked the fish and put it in the pail filled with water.
"Bravo, Didier," his grandfather told him. "For your first time, it really is a beautiful fish."
"Thank you, Grandpa," responded Didier with a smile. They both decided to eat before continuing to fish. They ate well what their grandmother had prepared them. There was some bread with slices of roast beef, slices of cake, some grapes, and 2 bottles of fruit juice. After the meal, they went back again to fish for several more hours. The afternoon passed by quickly. Then DDA and his grandfather picked up their belongings and headed back to the house. They had trapped 6 fish and were anxious to show the family what they had caught. With a lot of pride, DDA showed his parents the fish they had caught.
"I will wash them and prepare them for dinner," said DDA's mom.
"I will cook some carrots and potatoes to eat with the fish," said DDA's father.
That evening, everyone feasted at the table on the cooked fish in a delicious sauce. The potatoes and the carrots melted in their mouths. DDA said he had a great day and hoped to fish again with his grandfather.